For the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we would like to wish all you mothers a very wonderful and an enjoyable Mother's Day, as hopefully your family will be able to be around you and show their appreciation, but not just on this day, but of course we need to honor our mothers every day. And for those who no longer have our mothers here with us in this life, we have wonderful memories, do we not? Well, we certainly do. Our study this morning comes from Exodus chapter 2, as we're going to look at the mother of Moses. You know, it's a shame that we sometimes overlook great lessons from God's Word after having read over a passage many times. And this is the case with the mother of Moses. Yes, Jochebed was the wife of Amram. And you go to Numbers 26:59, and the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. Well, the name Jochebed means God thy glory. Truly, Jochebed was a godly mother and gives us a great example to study today. And we'll begin that study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. Yes, we all better be doing just that if we're accountable unto God. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, yes, here in Martinsville, as we come together in our Bible classes. We're studying, of course, God's precious Word. And then as we assemble together to worship God, we strive to do so in spirit, with a proper attitude, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern, thus in truth, John 4:24. You would be very much welcome to join in with us. Something else to mention, we're always ready to have Bible studies if you're interested in sitting down together and studying God's Word. We look forward to those opportunities. And we're always glad to answer your Bible questions and your comments, positive or negative. Yes, they're appreciated. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code, and our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, let's get into our study concerning Jochebed, a godly mother. And this, again, is taken from Exodus chapter 2. As, well, we need to go back, actually, to chapter 1 to kind of set the stage here. As Pharaoh, the Egyptian ruler, who knew not Joseph, became concerned about the Israelites growing, yes, mightier than Egypt. And so he devised three plans there in verses 9 to 22. And you can see, first, Pharaoh set over the Israelites taskmasters to afflict them with burdens, to build those great structures there in Egypt. And this is verse 11. Second, because they multiplied and grew even more, Pharaoh charged the Hebrew midwives to kill the male-born babies. And this is verses 15 through and 16. Well, this reminds us of how many people today are fighting mad because there was a leak from the Supreme Court concerning Roe versus Wade, a horrible decision that was made back in the 70s and put into law. And this was taking away the rights of innocent babies in their mother's womb. It seemed only the concern was for the mother. But what about the child who is innocent of any wrongdoing? The child didn't make a decision to have sexual relations and conceive a child. You see, people are ready to do most anything to keep that right of killing innocent babies. And here is Pharaoh. Yes, these babies were born from the womb, but then they wanted to kill them. Pharaoh did. But the Hebrew midwives feared God and did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men's children alive, verse 17. And so this is the third thing then Pharaoh did. He charged all his people to cast male-born children into the river. Well, you know, there are people today that would like to see abortion done even after birth. In other words, kill the child that's brought forth from the womb. This is where we're at. As our country is very much divided. And where do we stand? Do we become woke and go along with the progressives of our nation who are leading us down the broad way which leads to destruction and the fires of hell? Or are we going to stay with God's word? Be like these midwives that feared God and did not as the king commanded them, but save the men's children alive. Well, you see, this is the time that Jochebed gave birth to baby Moses. And she hid her newborn baby for 3 months, as you see here in chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. That would be Amram taking Jochebed as his wife. And the woman, Jochebed, conceived and bare a son, baby Moses. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Well, as you go to Acts chapter 7, verse 20, we find Stephen, the martyr, who was stoned to death right before he was killed. Notice, he said that Moses was exceeding fair, meaning he was fair unto God. And as you go to Hebrews 11:23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Well, we need not be afraid of our government. When our government makes laws that are against God's law, who are we going to fear? We're going to fear God if we're going to do right. And not fear our government making laws that are against the will of God. This is a lesson, isn't it? And you see, Amram and Jochebed, in chapter 11 of Hebrews, the great hall of faith, they're listed among these great faithful Bible characters. And rightly so, by faith. Yes, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. So that is a tribute to Moses' parents because they trusted God's promise. In other words, they trusted God's word by faith, a working faith, not a dead faith without works of righteousness. So what was involved in hiding baby Moses? You know, that would have been very difficult. It took determination. It took the persistence of a loving mother. Because if the baby cries out too loud and the Egyptians are around, when that occurs, what happens? They take the male child and kill him. So think about that, what Jochebed went through. But she was a godly, loving mother. And babies are going to cry and require much attention. We all know that. Remember, Jochebed was also a slave to the Egyptians and had the responsibility of two other children, Aaron and Miriam. So many sleepless nights, but much prayer, would have been a part of this persistent mother's life. We need to appreciate the study of Jochebed as a godly mother. But we also need to appreciate something else, the providence of God. Let's go back to chapter 2 of Exodus, pick up with verse 3. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's bank, the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. Miriam is close by. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." And then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. That was Jochebed, Moses' mother. Is going to nurse him and receive wages. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." So when Jochebed could no longer hide baby Moses, she made that ark of bulrushes, waterproofed it, placed the ark with baby Moses in it among the reeds in the river. Of course, it's not going to be in the current of the river, and downstream there it goes with little Moses as an innocent infant. So this is a safe place, in other words. Now, Jochebed trusted God to place her beloved baby into his divine providential care. And later the inspired psalmist David wrote, "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Psalm 56, verse 4. We need to have that attitude as David did. Well, certainly we do. Now, Miriam, Moses' older sister, you see, she stood afar off. She's going to see what's going to happen to the child. Verse 4. And Pharaoh's daughter, she finds the helpless child crying and has compassion on him, verses 5 and 6, as we just read. Now, she saw the child. Notice that. And she beheld the baby. She saw the child and behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him as she looks upon this child, this innocent child, and the thought here for me was this, as I was studying this: if only women could see the child struggling in the womb, fighting for its life when they're trying to take the body parts apart and crush the head, the procedure of an abortion. That needs to be seen by women and behold it. Yes, that would stop a lot of the abortions. I think it would stop the majority. It wouldn't stop all of them. But if every woman, every mother has to watch and have the father of the child, if possible, watch it as well. What goes on in the abortion? Watch that screen, the ultrasound, and see the child. Maybe they would have compassion as Pharaoh's daughter. But let's go on. As you see in verses 7 and 8, Miriam offers a suggestion. Yes, and that's a good suggestion. Let's get this child, a Hebrew woman, to nurse him. Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women? Well, of course she's going to go to her mother, Jochebed. And that's exactly what happened, verses 7 and 8. So God's providence is clearly seen here as Pharaoh's daughter tells Jochebed, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And it is God that puts children in the care of mothers, and if they nurse the child in the ways of righteousness, they will be blessed. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Proverbs 31:28. A virtuous woman is described there in that chapter. God's providence allowed Moses to be educated in the house of his foes. Acts 7:22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. Yes, he was. But what if God had not been the center of Jochebed's life? Well, it wouldn't have resulted like it did, as we all should understand. Now let's talk about the preparation of Moses. We've looked at the persistence of Jochebed, the providence of God, and now the preparation of Moses, verses 11 and 12. And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. So Moses now has taken things into his own hand, not God's way, and killed this Egyptian. And so he has concern for his people. Where did he get that concern? Well, we all should answer immediately, from his parents, especially from Jochebed, his godly mother that nursed him. And so during this time, she was able to teach Moses about his people as she had that opportunity to nurse him. What are mothers teaching their children today? Some are actually teaching their children they can change their sex, their gender. And this is involving perversions. Why not stay with God's word? All of us, not just mothers, but fathers, children, everyone that is of the age of accountability needs to accept the direction from our Creator and not listen to all these, you're tempted to call them knuckleheads. Where's their common sense? Stay with that which is with a simplicity that should be understood by everyone. We don't change from being a male to being a female or vice versa. We accept who we are. It should be that way, shouldn't it? We all should agree. But let's go on. Where did Moses get his faith? Acts 7:23-24. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Now this is in Stephen's discourse there in Acts 7. And notice Acts I'm sorry, Hebrews 11. Let's go to Hebrews 11 now, verses 24 through 29. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endureth as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroy the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, when the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. We all remember that account as Moses became the leader of the nation of Israel and led them out of bondage by the providence of God. And so this was a working faith, wasn't it? But let's note this. There is great power in a mother's love, and there is great power in a mother's influence with her children. And we need godly mothers so very much today. We need godly fathers too, of course. But our focus this morning is on Jochebed, a godly mother. We all know this. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Have we not all heard that? It's so important to get a good start in life. And the role of a mother and wife in the home is crucial. One should never say, I'm just a housewife. No, sir. Oh, how we need mothers who are keepers at home. Titus 2:5. Well, some mothers have to work. They have no choice to support their children as they are without the father in the household. We understand that. But again, we need mothers who are keepers at home. Now, Jochebed's influence can be seen by all who read the scriptures. Miriam was a prophetess, Exodus 15, verse 20. Aaron, yes, was Israel's first high priest, Numbers 18, verse 1. And this was Aaron's older brother and sister. Moses, of course, as we know, was the deliverer of the Israelite nation out of the bondage of the Egyptians, the horrible taskmasters. Yes, through his faith in God, he was able to lead the nation of Israel from a terrible bondage. And he is a type of Christ. Of course, he's not the deliverer. No, but he's a type of the Messiah that would come and deliver us all out of sin as we submit to the gospel of Christ and continue to live faithfully even unto death. And so this is, again, the influence, though, with Jochebed upon her children. And Amram, again, would have had, of course, a positive influence as well. But as we're focusing upon Jochebed, let's appreciate what a great example she is of being a godly mother. So Moses was prepared to do God's will because of godly parents. Remember Jochebed's persistence, yes, and her influence, as well as God's providence, as we've talked about. And of course, as Moses became prepared to lead the nation of Israel out of bondage, he had to be schooled before he was ready in those 40 years. But notice, this godly mother, her influence lived on, didn't it, in the lives of her children. But without God in our lives, we cannot be godly mothers and godly fathers or godly children, for that matter. No, we can't. And I want to emphasize this. There will be no motherly love in hell. Who wants to spend eternity where there will be no laughter, no joy, no singing of wonderful hymns around the throne of God? There won't be any little babies that were taken from their mother's womb in hell. Little children that died, they're not going to be there. Only the lost who died in their sins. And there won't be motherly love. Of course not. Let's think about that and let's prepare for eternity and not put it off. Have you obeyed the gospel? If not, we stand ready to assist you. We must hear the truth. Our faith must come by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. It can come no other way. We need to uphold God's word and submit to it. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, John 8:24. Once we believe that Jesus is the Christ and died for our sins, that motivates us. It should certainly get us to godly repentance, or godly sorrow that leads to repentance. Yes, turning away from a life of sin, submitting to the will of God, Luke 13:3-5. Now we're ready to make the good confession unto salvation, stating, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Having made the good confession, Romans 10:9-10, that's unto salvation. Here is the next step, which puts us into contact with the blood of Christ. Being buried in a watery grave, that's baptism, where we're going under that water to contact the blood of Christ as we're dying to sin, and the blood of Christ then washes away our sins, so we come up out of the water to walk in newness of life. And the Lord Himself adds us to His body, the true church, Acts 2:47. So in Acts 22:16, we find Ananias, Saul, why tarest thou? Rise and be baptized and, watch it, wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. That's when we contact the blood of Christ in that watery grave. Baptism doth also now save us, 1 Peter, of course, 3:21. There are many examples in the book of Acts of conversion. Study them. This is from the Word of God. It's not an opinion. Let's stay with the Bible and do things as God would have us to do in order to have salvation and be with Him for all eternity. And so we stand ready to assist anyone in studying further. We'll sit down together and see what the Word of God says we must do. And we're appreciative of all our listeners. As we close out the program, we thank you so much for listening today.